Artwork Newspaper Issue 219. Winter 2021 to 2022. Title: Maxwell's Cold, Warming, Blast. If you are interested in how we can regain our faltering relationship with Europe, may I thoroughly recommend MSP Angus Robertson's new book on Vienna. I'm always suspicious of politicians, particularly the nationalist ones, but have been hugely impressed by his intellect, passion, and application as displayed in this thoroughly researched book on Vienna's influential role in Europe, and how it achieved it. A little bit ponderous in places, but still both excellent and pertinent. I have just spent time with my controversial and yet proven friend Pelham Olive on his 9,000-acre estate an hour north of Glasgow. Pelham is the kind of guy who will make a fortune one month, lose it the next, and make another the month after. He is a delight. His latest position is that he thinks that in certain cases it is more environmentally responsible to plant trees on land, thereby providing carbon capture, than subsidizing sheep. A cynic would probably claim that he is at it for the carbon credits, but having known him for many years, I have seen him altruistically pouring money into a number of medical projects for things like diabetes and tinnitus. I'm inclined to listen. Particularly as I know that he is making arrangements to leave his estate, on which he has planted over 2 million trees, to charity, to act as an exemplar. One of the reasons it's worth checking this kind of argument out is that I hear that the Peniel estate on the Ross of Mull, much the same size as Pelham's, may shortly be bought by some stony-eyed investors from Hong Kong with the intention of covering that glorious wilderness, once the home of the pop group Genesis, with trees. This of course leads us to rewilding. I do wonder how much of the current fad of rewilding is based on altruism, and how much on carbon credits. My impression is that Halyrd is slowly drifting away from land reform as the expenses of so many of their experiments rise exponentially, and may be drawn to backing these new initiatives. One to watch. Finally, may I give a shout out for the interdenominational group the Ayana Community, who are making an interesting innovation in the climate change debate. For many years, members of the discipline have had to reveal to each other what they are spending their time and money on, and now they are adding the additional mandatory commitment that, if you are a member, you also have to plan and reveal what your carbon influence is. At a time when so much of the global warming debate is pusillanimous nonsense, here are some folk who are actually doing something of substance. I salute them. In much the same vein, may I offer congratulations to the Govan-based social group the Galgale for their seemingly daft project of announcing the formation of the Govan Free State. When I first came across this group 25 years ago, they seemed like a bunch of daft hippies hanging around in a park to try to stop a motorway, but here they are today operating a magnificent workshop and home to over 100 youngsters and those who have retired. The new Govan Free State is far more than a joke, it's yet another engaging and imaginative step for a self-run group that delivers on time and to budget time after time, and makes a genuine contribution to the reimagining of the world in these bizarre times. They are my favorite charity.